And staying with veterans, the head of the National Museum of the Great Lakes is on a quest. He's trying to locate Navy pilots who trained on Lake Michigan during World War II, a little-known chapter of that lake's history. Elizabeth Miller from WCPN IdeaStream has the story.
Between 1942 and 1945, 17,000 pilots landed planes on the USS Wolverine and USS Sable, two makeshift aircraft carriers stationed on Lake Michigan. It was part of their training for the war in the Pacific with Japan. Among the pilots, former President George H.W. Bush. A new documentary called Heroes on Deck details that training mission. Heroes on Deck features home videos captured by one of the pilots, as well as video from the National Archives. In the film, author Beverly Dawson recounts the danger pilots and deck officers faced during training.
A lot of the deckhands were at risk if the arresting wires came loose and strike someone. There were fires. Sometimes the deckhands would walk into an engine. That could be fatal.
And it was. According to the Naval History Museum, eight pilots were killed during the training.
It's the story of the operation of these aircraft carriers and what remains of their activities, which are essentially plane wrecks.
That's Christopher Gilchrist, executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes. He says over 100 plane wrecks occurred on Lake Michigan during training. Heroes on Deck is making its way to Cleveland, and Gilchrist is looking for pilots who trained on Lake Michigan. He wants them to be a part of a showing next month in Cleveland and document their experience.
They're able to relate stories that help illuminate what happened in that experience. You know, perhaps one of the pilots had a crash landing. Perhaps he knew one of the other officers on one of the aircraft carriers and leads us to that person.
Gilchrist estimates that about 2,000 World War II pilots who trained on Lake Michigan are still alive. Fewer than 10, maybe in Northeast Ohio. If you know of any, let us know. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Miller in Cleveland.